in for me and Hoxha.
Bhakti has no desires to fulfill, whereas the Karna has unlimited desires to fulfill.
Bhakti desires to carry out the order of Krishna. The Karna is interested in satisfying himself by chasing up the country.
For me, they are so akin, and Bhakti is also akin.
Then what is the difference? One's working for his own sense satisfaction and the other's working for the sense satisfaction of Krishna.
Mentality? What are you peaceful? I mean, you're never peaceful.
For me, it's like I began this Krishna consciousness with possibilities. In New York. Now, 7, 8, or 10 years, we have got 40 crores. What is it for me, who started his business with 40 rupees and with 10 in his 8 years, I got 40 crores?
Therefore, the difference of the kind is not successful.
It's not unfair. Doctor is never unsuccessful.
If you can also check the results of the test,
yes. It means that like this house you have got for a kurmi to invest so much money, it will take 50 years. And he bought this house for this.
Nobody's going to come up to a county and give him 600,000.
To acquire $600,000 for a kurmi, it will leave us 600 years. For a bhakta, somebody comes, take it.
That's why we all have so many watches. We notice everyone in our society has watches.
They haven't got, you know me?
Some of them do.
What is the idea? Asking questions? We do not have watches. We have without watches or what?
Well, they usually say that we are so, why, if we are supposed to be spiritless, then why do we have so many cars? Why do we have so many watches? Why do we have so many different things that they can see there within the temple?
Yes. We acquire them without any effort. We are not after these things. But Krishna says, we have so many cars, so many watches, so many houses. For presenting Krishna consciousness. What else shall I do?
Simply we are preaching and everything comes.
Everything is pretty. Yeah. What do I do? That's pretty easy to talk. It's not such a lot. For us, there is no such distinction as material and spiritual. Because this material, so-called material, that is God's creation. When it is used for God, that is spiritual. Who has created this tree? You have created, and man has created this tree. Who has created? So when it is used for Krishna, just like these last of the devotees, they wanted to use it for themselves. It is now ugly, no fruit. Give us. And when you see in Bombay, you have got so many coconut, how beautiful it is with fruits and sweets. But you use it for Krishna. They have got fear, the coconut will fall down on the head. And they make it ugly. the still children. Oh, we are telling children how they are offering obeisances. We do not kill, we beg them to some answers. So our activity is all spiritual. After the population, we say, create any number of population that makes them to come out. That is our teacher. But if you cannot make your children Krishna conscious, then don't do it. And if you can do that, then 100 children can do it. Atasta, Ramavacharya, Samupita Prasthya. This is all. We say that if you cannot create Krishna conscious child, don't become parallel. And if you can produce Krishna conscious children, you become father and mother of 100 Shakti.
Carers are always in anxiety about something or other.
Huh?
The carers, they're always fearing something.
Yes.
Well, they think that if the population increases, that the rate is going down.
And whatever they think, we say increase any number of problems, but make them prefer. That is our. We are not afraid of population. We are afraid of thinking that they will be people. We don't think so. We know Krishna. But if he is a rascal, don't want. We don't want to feed the rascal. We want to feed the devotees.
Population increases the way it is.
Let them increase, they don't care for it. We can maintain any number of population. Let them come and become Krishna. We are not afraid.
It appears from the Krishna book that there were many billions of people more on this planet when Krishna was here than there is now. Mm-hmm. And they had no problems then.
Not only that, we have got from history. They were beginning hundreds of children. But there was no scarcity of food. And who is beginning now 100 children? Well, one or two or at most 8, 10. Long fear is population increasing. That's
just that they don't know how to manage nicely.
Huh?
They don't know how to manage nicely.
Yeah. There's so much land bigger all over the world. Australia, Africa, America.
Why would someone who is not Krishna conscious have 100 children?
Hmm?
Why would someone who is not Krishna conscious have 100 children? For example, why would someone like Chitarashtra, who is not particularly Krishna conscious, have 100 children?
There's only a certain amount of rain, there's only a certain amount of water.
Hmm?
There's some theories, but they think that there's only a certain amount of rain.
There's so much water.
But therefore, if we don't work to conserve it, then the rain will start.
So you produce it in culture. Is the aspect do they produce water? My answer is to conserve it. It is not his production. That is that. Yes, that is. Now, some other sources, now he wants to observe it. He does not say that I did not produce it. It has come to me.
Well, they don't know how it's produced, so what's there they're going to have to save because they're not certain that there'll be any more.
No, he's sensitive. If I'm not produced, then he wouldn't take on there. But the supply will stop. Because it is then no control of me. Suppose you have got some water. How long it is? Because the water supply is stopped. Now suppose there is the ocean, then of water. But if Krishna desires it, it will be dried up. Then where is it water? So what is the meaning of your concept?
Right. Enormous.
Why should we go out of our concept?
We should be Krishna God.
That is all. Child is born, immediately there is milk in the breast of the mother. And 1 minute before there is no milk. There is no milk. And just the child is born immediately. Who supplies milk? Just as see that eko jo bhavanam vidyadhikam, that 1 to 3 is supplying all the necessities of the other. So our duty is only to become Krishna Pada. Other things will be supplied by Krishna.
The example that is God supplying is, why does he supply the underprivileged countries? It was just like in some places like India, people are starving. So why does he supply things
who
like that?
Who says India is starving? You are saying. I am Indian, I don't say. You are false propaganda. India is starving.
Bangladesh, there is. I was in Bangladesh also, they are not starving.
What is that? This is all propaganda.
And actually,
this is propaganda, I know. In your country, there are so many foundations. There are so many false organizations. They, under the name of India, they draw the money and say, I have seen it. They have got arrangement with the trustees of the fund, and with some propaganda, they draw money. And they will divide the trustees and the organizations. I have seen it.
Places like Africa, such as Seattle, where they have
there is not, they are not opulent or as affluent as you are. But that doesn't mean they're starving.
Well, I show so many cases of children with malnutrition, and there's so many thousands of people are dying every week in certain areas.
I'm Gaussian. So many hippies have malnutrition. They've got enough food, right? Malnutrition. What is it?
That's not actually a very good argument as theirs anyway, because here in America they were found to be dumping excess grains in the ocean,
yeah.
Excess milk they give to the pig farms, like that.
This man is supposed to make us right. Sometimes something is produced in large quantity, sometimes less quantity. Therefore, the arrangement should be where there is less quantity, the large country production should be distributed. But they will throw into the ocean. Still, they will not supply to the country where there is less production.
It would seem that if money was not the means of exchange, this would not go on. So then they would trade even excess food for other things that they require.
If we limit the supply so that they can sell some higher prices, hard to go physical with prices.
No, here the American policy, the Western policy, the people get easily food. They will not come to work in the industry. That is their policy. Mm. If they get cheap food, then they won't work. That is human nature.
That's very interesting.
Huh?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. They don't want to keep them starving or even want, so they will come and produce and make the capitalists rich. This is it. An idea, but I think in here, in our, it's a path to the heart. Cottage, they're living in cottages because of such path. So they make it out home and come to one. Do you know that?
Yes.
You know that?
Yeah.
Huh?
In Hawaii?
They simply let people live in these buildings, boxes. They don't want to let people live on the land. The government comes and they have so many health rules and regulations that if someone has a little hut, they would not let them stay there. They would invite them to
leave. It's that part. Let them become without home, then they will ask for an answer.
There were so many mangoes here that were dropping to the ground, and they got rid of some of the mango trees because they said those people were stopping on the side of the road picking up the mangoes. It was causing a traffic hazard.
Causing what?
They're causing traffic disturbance.
Oh.
So therefore, they took away all the mango trees. There were much more mango trees in Hawaii than there are now. So anyone could go and take mangoes off the ground.
They don't want natural things. Trying to introduce plain living, high thinking. The modern leaders, they don't want.
We're a threat to the society.
Their policy is high living. And closing. We live in skyscraper, but don't care for what you are going to next life, or the pattern of government. Now live in skyscraper. Closing. I live in closing. So, now I am living in the skyscraper building of the 25th story, and next time I'm going to the cockroaches here. He doesn't know that. He doesn't inquire from the cockroaches coming. He has got attachment for the 24th story, so but he's working so that he'll become a cockroach. For Krishna, you in Chansa, like you in the 24th story as cockroach. And then he will be again teach by some. What is that?
Tennis. Exterminator?
Yes. That he does not know. Therefore, poor thinking. He's thinking that I shall perpetually leave you. But when the death will come, get out. Become a cockroach. What is this? What do you do? What power you have? Nature, as he said, that you come. See, mittu sarva arasya. Now everything changed. Get out and become a cockroach. I will be scientist and stop it.
He said that tree that stands in the back garden of that house we used to live in Melbourne, that was the former owner of the house.
Yes.
They're so dull that if you give them the
proposition... Therefore, I have working. I have been working. He doesn't know what is what. They think this motor car and 20 feet slowly leaving will continue.
Quote.
not even a peaceful condition to live.
Whatever it may be, supposing it is good, but he does not think I shall leave this place and make five angry with cats and dogs and cockles. What I am doing for that? That will be a rest. No, no, there is no lecture. Because it is horrible for them.
Most of the time we see, Jared, if you believe in the law of karma, it applies to you. Mm-hmm. And if you do not, most of them think that if you believe in the law of karma, it applies to you.
And if this law you believe or not, they will as well if you be affected, if it is a law. You believe, I don't believe if I commit theft, I shall not be punished. So what is your belief? As soon as you commit theft, you will be punished. You believe or not believe. That is law. What is the value of your belief? Rascal may believe that I am not going to old man. I shall remain young. Believe or not believe, you must be the most. What is the value of your belief? Yes, that's not future. So believe or not believe, there is future. What is the value of your belief? What is your complete control? Here the law is kept to the right. You can't believe. Yeah, why shall I keep to the left? It shall go to the left. Immediately in front. If you believe and do the wrong way, see, there is immediately in secret. What is the value of your belief? The law is law. Ignorance is no excuse for law. Very well. You have committed something wrong, and in the court, they are going to be punished. If you say in the court, sir, I did not know that I'm committing this act, I have to be punished. Why is that excuse? Tell that man. Your ignorance do not really tell me. Not so. Tell me. All foolishness. They believe, I think, it may be, this is fine. This is their trouble. It may be, I think, I believe. What is the value of this fact? And everywhere you find all these fellows of our kindness, they talk like this nonsense. I believe. It may be believe in the words of Krishna, but he believes in them. You see? Krishna says this is this, that he doesn't believe. But he has become more than Krishna, he believes something. That's correct. This is his point. Yeah.
Believe what you are, that's what considering in comparison to this one.
Nothing.
Still, he believes his own conviction. You don't believe it.
Well, everyone feels he's the center of everything.
That he's not. That is in another business. Even in this day, I'm not center. I cannot do whatever I like. I have to believe the law. There is law. That is sanity. And if he says, I am the center, I am the monarch of all I have there, that is foolishness. He believes in his foolishness, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am the mother of Hawaii. He said, believe that. I am the center of everything. I am moving the subject. That's meditation, he said. I am moving the subject. I am moving the subject.
I once had a Vitali on the street. He said, yes, I am the center of the universe. He said, we're the center.
Now, this belief, that nonsense belief, bad man's belief.
People say, well, it's my life. This is not my
life. People in general, they don't think not up into our life.
When someone moves to another country, then it's very natural that they go and find out from the authorities what the laws of the country are. Yet when they're here, they don't bother to find out what the natural laws are and how to act as a human being. They just disregard it.
You must know
how
this is going on. That is knowledge.
If they're mentally satisfied, they think that's the ultimate.
No man, there's no something. I doing it. What Krishna says, that what is the meaning of my belief? It's either saying, I believe, I am perfect, if I know that he's a cheater. The public, by misleading that, they have gone from what? Now sentiments are going to work. What they are doing is the tickets. You know the Pan American sold tickets. But my system. Do you not know? They sold tickets. American money here, mostly we are tourists, millionaires. We are not residents.
Some are retired, I believe.
Some, otherwise, they are tourists.